Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars. Hope you're keeping well. In this episode, we're going to be covering one of the ways that you can outrank the competition in the search results. So if you have an IT business, if you're a managed service provider, or if you're providing cybersecurity services, this video is specifically for you. That's who I deal with in these videos, that's who I help, is those types of businesses. So in this example, we're going to be going for the keyword IT support Chicago. You can see that on the screen here. And one of the ranking factors that you might not be aware of, and this ranking factor has been in existence for as long as search engines have been in existence, is called backlinks. It's basically when you get a link from another website to your website. It's called a backlink. And way back in the good old days of search engine optimization, you could basically just get lots and lots of backlinks, basically spam backlinks, and you still get spam backlinks, but you could spam your own website to get it to the top of Google. So whoever had the most backlinks won the game. Google obviously caught on to that around about 2012. They released an algorithm called Panda and another one called Penguin. I got hit by this one myself, one of the websites that I ran. It's a long story now, but it actually resulted in what's known as a cease and desist because I was using a trademark term in a domain that I had. I was totally oblivious to this. It's a story for another day, but I got hit with that algorithm update. But at the time, you could just throw backlinks and it works really well. But, you know, times have moved on, and how do you rank your website now? Well, one of the ranking factors is still backlinks, but there are good backlinks and there are bad backlinks. And if you get it wrong, you can actually harm your site. And there's actually certain individuals that go and do things like negative SEO, where they basically, if you're competing with them in the search, they will apply bad backlinks to your website and then rank you down, which is really nasty. And that's just not the way to run a business. But the good backlinks, that's the ones that you want. And that's the ones that I'm going to show you, one of the tools that you can use to get good backlinks. So in the example we've got here, I'm trying to rank for the keyword IT support Chicago. This is a highly competitive search term. And if I look at the organic listings, not the map pack. So when it comes to this map pack, you'll find that there's actually another ranking factor. It's called citations that I'll cover in another video. Or you can find it on our website, how to do that. But we go to the organic listings, the purely organic ones, find out basically how these websites, where they're getting their backlinks from, your competitions. If you're competing in the search for this term, you have to find out how these other websites are getting their backlinks. So you can click on the competition here, and you can use this tool called SEMrush, and it has an analysis within it called the backlink analysis. And if I just plug in this website of this competing MSP, it will quickly show me where all of the backlinks are coming from for this managed service provider. It will take a minute to load because there's obviously quite a few, and as I say, it's quite a competitive term. But we can see here on the backlink analysis, there is 15,600 backlinks to this MSP, and the referring domains is over 1,000 referring websites. So there's obviously some of the websites are linking to this MSP more than once. But you can click into the backlink tab itself, and the way that this is structured is it lists the most powerful links that this website is getting. And what you can do with this is it's a really good starting point to see potentially where you can get backlinks from. And this is one of the core things from an SEO provider, what they're doing. They're basically providing really high quality links to your website to give it a push up the search results. And there's lots of different methodologies for doing that. And this methodology that I'm sure you know is called the bear attack method. It's what I coined the phrase as. You basically just need to match and exceed your competitors. If you were in a crowd and there was a bear that was going to attack you, you really just need to do 1% better than your competitors. Obviously, in this search term, it's highly competitive. I don't suggest that you go after it because it will take you an eternity to get this search term. But there are alternative methods for applying the bear attack method. But this is a really good starting point, doing a backlink analysis on your competitors. It gives you some really good ideas of where they're getting their backlinks from, and it can help boost you if you go follow those same backlink profiles. If you found this video helpful and you want to find out more about backlinks and some of the methodologies and some of the other ways of doing SEO that are fairly straightforward actually, check out the website I've developed. It's called SEOwithScott.com. Within that website, it's a download I've got on there, and it will show you how one MSP is getting 84 sales appointments a month purely from SEO. Anyway, take it easy. Hope you found this video helpful.